You're listening to Chili Bee ASMR. For visual experiences, find us on YouTube. Now relax and enjoy the audio.
Hi, Claudia. Nice to meet you. I'm Dr. B. I'm going to be performing your head-to-toe assessment today. This is our first session, so I'm just going to do a full intake and check every system from literally head to toe. Before we begin, are you in any pain?
No pain.
Okay, so on a scale from 1 to 10, 1 being no pain, 10 being excruciating pain, where are you at?
1.
Perfect. And any complaints or things that have been going on lately?
Some blurriness in my eyes, sensitive to light.
Is that new for you or common for you?
New.
Okay, when did that start happening?
Maybe a month ago.
And how often is that happening?
Maybe every couple days.
Okay. Any headaches with that?
No, not really.
So it's sensitivity to light, blurriness, no headaches. Okay, so we'll definitely take a look into your eyes, do some palpation around the head, see if there's any swelling, and just check that vision. If the vision's actually disturbed, that's something we want to look into for sure. Okay, anything else you want to let me know before I just go through and check the systems?
Maybe some tingling in my arms.
Tingling your arms,
okay. In my hands.
And how long has that been happening?
Recently, maybe in the last couple weeks.
Is it consistent or does it come and go?
Comes and goes.
Does it feel like pins and needles or more like a numbness?
More like a numbness.
Okay. And that's never happened for you before?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Any impacts or injuries to the head that you can remember falling down? Okay. No accidents, car accidents, anything like that? Okay. Just want to make sure it's not neurologically linked since you're having some blurriness in the vision and some tingling. We'll do a thorough neural exam. Okay. Let's get started. So I'm just going to sanitize my hands here. Is it okay if I touch you for this exam? Okay, wonderful. Like I said, I'm just going to go from head to toe. So I'm going to start out just looking through the scalp. So if you just look straight ahead for me, I'm just going to be separating the hair. If there's any discomfort, please let me know. Check the other side. Any tenderness when I palpate here?
No.
Don't feel any bumps a little bit there. Everything okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Check the other side. No pain, you said?
No.
Okay. Does the scalp look good? There was no redness or signs of trauma. Right, I'm going to move on now to check the face here. I want to check especially for symmetry. So if you could smile for me. Good. And frown. Good. Puff your cheeks out and don't push them in. Good. Lift your eyebrows up nice and wide. Good. Close them really tight. Okay, that's fine. I'm just going to measure for symmetry, too. So the this is just going to be a little bit of cool metal. Just close your eyes for me. Just looking for any drooping. That's very similar. Good. Not looking for perfect symmetry. I'm just looking for any major changes. And that's fine. I'll measure side to side as well. Going to track this in case any swelling happens. So we've got 54 centimeters, and if there's any changes over the next few months, we'll be able to tell. All right. Moving on now to press on these sinuses here. Any pain there?
No.
That's okay. Okay, tell me if there's any tenderness when I palpate the lymph nodes here. Shrug your shoulders for me. Good, that's fine. Okay, swallow for me, please. Good. I'm shining a light on your face just to look at the skin, so please close your eyes for me. Skin is nice and clear. Don't seem to have too many problems with blemishes, right? That's good, that's lucky. And the eyebrows are evenly distributed, as are the eyelashes. All right, look straight ahead for me there. I'm gonna be shining light in the eye. Tell me if this also, just let me know if this is too intense for you with the blurriness, okay? I'll try and make it fast. Looking for that pupillary reaction. See the tip of my pen? Mm-hmm. Any double vision there?
No.
Okay, follow it everywhere it goes. Tell me if there's any blurriness or double vision with this. Okay, follow all the way out and all the way in. It's gonna get double at some point there, but was that too uncomfortable? Did that trigger any of that blurriness? Perfect. And I have a chart right here. Can you see that there? Go ahead and cover one of your eyes and read this line with the
F D P L T C E O.
Okay, go ahead and cover the other eye and read it backwards for me, please.
O E C T L P D F.
Good. Okay, so that's vision's good. I'm able to read that snow and tar just fine. In fact, go ahead and cover up that same eye again. And just stare straight at my nose, okay? And tell me when you see my fingers wiggling. Stare straight at my nose.
No. No.
Good.
No. No. No.
Flip eyes for me, switch eyes. Thank you so much.
No. 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 No.
And how many fingers am I holding up?
Two.
Okay, that's all fine as well. I'll look in the back of the eye. This is a little bit uncomfortable. I do apologize. Okay, so again, just stare straight ahead for me. That's all fine. Red reflex is there, the veins are nice and strong and pulsing. Tell me what color this is.
Blue. Purple. Yellow.
Yeah, so you never noticed any issues with your vision or color. Okay. So what's interesting about that is I really didn't notice that blurriness was affecting the vision. So that's a good thing. That means it's probably not coming from that cranial nerve, six, or, you know, the nerve that control the eyes, right? So that's a good thing because we can rule out some of the neurological problems. Excellent. Do you stare at computer screens a lot?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, modern life. How often a day are you looking at a screen?
Probably it could be like 6 to 8 hours I'm working on my computer.
Okay. And then maybe even on your phone after that. Okay. Do you feel like that blurriness ever gets worse after extended periods of use of the computer?
Yes.
Yeah, all right, that makes sense to me. All right, let's move on to check the ears now. So I'll look inside of them first, and then we'll do a little hearing test. I'm just going to be looking at the back of the ear here. Perfect. Excellent. Normal bits of wax, but nothing concerning. First off, close your eyes. Can you hear this? Tell me when it goes away.
Stop.
Okay, you hear this? I'm going to go the way. Stop. All right, keep your eyes closed. Do you hear this more right, left, or in the middle?
Middle.
Okay. Do you hear that there?
Left.
Tell me when it stops.
Stopped.
You still hear it?
Perfect.
Hear that? Tell me when it stops.
Stopped.
Still hear it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so air and bone conduction is normal. Lean back for me, take a look on the nose. Any issues with discharge, bloody noses, things like that?
Not really.
Excellent. I've got a couple things to smell here, so close the eyes and cover up one nostril, please. There you go. Breathe in nice and deep. Okay, and relax, and now take a smell of that.
Like lavender?
That's very good. That's excellent. Go ahead and close the other side for me, please. Breathe in and out. Nice and clear. And take a deep breath of that.
Mint?
Yes, exactly right. That's excellent. All right, so no issues with the nose there. I'm not too worried. Any changes in your taste or...
No, okay, not really.
That sounds perfect. So go ahead and say ah for me. Good. I'm just going to feel here. Push your tongue into my hand. And here. Stick your tongue out side to side. And are you going to the dentist every 6 months or so?
Yep.
Perfect. All right. So I want to check the sensation in the face, especially because you're getting that tingling in the arms. We'll go ahead and check the sensation all over the face and the arms at this point. When I have you lay down, I'll check the legs a little bit. I'm going to start out with just a little bit of cotton here. And I just want you to say now when you feel me touch you, okay? I'll have you close your eyes for this.
Now. 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 Now, 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 now.
Okay, does it feel the same here and here?
Yeah.
Here and here?
Yeah.
Here and here.
Yeah.
Very good. Next, I'm going to test if you can differentiate between two different sensations. So I'll show you right here. I'm just on the side of the chest here. You feel how that's kind of soft and this is a little bit sharper?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, close your eyes, say sharp or dull.
Sharp. Dull. Dull. Sharp. 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 Dull. 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 Sharp. Sharp. Dull. Dull.
Okay. No problems with that. Does it feel the same sharpness here and there?
Yes.
Here and here?
Yep.
Here and here?
Yep.
Excellent. my last tool here. It's called the Wartenberg wheel, and it is quite sharp. I'll again show you just right here on the upper arm. Is that manageable for you?
Yep.
What I'm looking for is if the sensation changes at all throughout the face. It should feel quite sharp the whole way. Mm-hmm. So again, close the eyes and tell me if this is any different side to side.
No. No.
No changes all the way down?
No.
Good.
No.
I'm going to go down the middle here. All the same?
Yep.
Very good. So I'm going to repeat all those tests just on the arms now, all right? So again, just that little cotton pad, say now when you feel it.
Yeah.
And can you just, before we start, point out where that numbness, tingling sensation is? In both sides?
Yeah.
Is it worse on one side or the other?
Worse on this side.
Worse on the right side of it. Are you right-handed?
Yes.
Okay. Say now when you feel it.
Now. 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 Now.
Can you flip the hand for me, please?
Now. 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 Now.
Got him to the other side.
Now. 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 Now.
Flip the hands.
Now. 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 Now.
Good. Anything different as I move it down?
No.
Even here? Does that elicit that tingling at all?
No.
That's good. Okay. Keep your eyes closed. Tell me left, right, or both.
Left, both, right, left, both, right.
Okay. I want you to keep your eyes closed. I'm going to touch a part of your body. I want you to just point to where I'm touching you, okay? All right, that's all fine. Basically trying to link the brain with the body and the movements, right? So again, that same little sharper dull. Just tell me what you feel.
Sharp. Dull. Dull. Sharp. 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 Dull. Dull. Sharp. Dull. Sharp.
Put the hand for me.
Dull. Sharp. Sharp. Sharp.
Good. Keep them like that. Again, let me know if there's any changes all the way down.
No.
Same?
Maybe in the fingers it's different.
Does it feel less sharp or more sharp in the fingers than the arm?
Less sharp.
Okay. The fingers are a little bit more calloused, mm-hmm. So let's just make sure it's the same on both sides.
Okay.
So does it feel less sharp on the fingers over here, too?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's just because the skin on the hands is a little bit thicker. The arms are quite, you know, tender, so. All right, that's all fine. I'm going to do just a couple more on just your hands. Mm-hmm. So what does this feel like to you?
Vibration.
Close your eyes and tell me when it stops.
It stopped.
Okay. Does that make that tingling worse or numbness worse?
No.
Okay. Feel like that? Mm-hmm. What does it feel like?
Vibration. It stopped.
Okay. What's that temperature?
It's cold. Cold.
Same on both sides?
Yes.
Same here, too?
Yes.
Cold, cold?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to move your finger up or down. I want you to tell me which direction I'm going.
Down. Up. Down. Down.
Okay, on this side.
Down. Up.
Okay. Open the palm for me. I'm going to draw a number. Tell me what number I'm drawing.
3.
Okay, and on this side?
1.
Add those together for me.
4.
Perfect. Let the jaw hang. You can relax now. Testing some reflexes. Just give me all your weight. All the weight. There you go. Super relaxed. Yeah, I'm getting a little bit there. Is that normal for you to not be super reactive, or have you, what was the last time you had your reflexes checked?
It's been a while, so.
Okay, just relax for me. Yeah, a little bit. You can feel a little bit, yeah. Okay. Scrape the palms, just look straight ahead, ignore me. A note of that. I'm gonna have you make some motions. So first off, let's just check the skin on the arms. Okay. A couple of little scratches there. You have a cat or something?
A dog.
A dog, yeah, that'll happen. Okay, looks fine though. Checking the nail bits. Good capillary refill. Go like this for me. Alright, no clubbing. I'm gonna have you go like this as well. Hold that for just a few seconds. I'm curious if this tingling engages. You feel it at all?
No.
Okay, flip it the other way, push them against each other.
A little bit.
A little bit there. Okay, relax it there then. Like this. Don't let me push you down. Like this. Don't let me pull you. Push me away. Hands up like that. Push me away. Just with the, yeah, like here.
Oh,
yeah. Perfect. Okay, and make a ball as tight as you can. Don't let me open them. Okay, spread them as wide. Don't let me close them. That's all fine as well. My legs, flip them back and forth as fast as you can go. Go any faster. Okay. And that's just some rapid alternating movements, again, a neuro test. All right, I think I'm gonna have you lay down for the rest of the exam. So I'm gonna have the bed laid out and we'll move on from there.
Okay.
All right, Claudia, I'm just going to start with a feel of the stomach now. Any discomfort in the stomach at this time?
No.
Okay. Any pain when I do this?
No.
Okay, I'll take a listen. I'll listen to the chest as well while I'm here. If I go under the sweater, is that okay? Good. Just breathe normally for me. I'm just going to be listening to the heart sounds, all right? Okay, take a deep breath and out. Deep breath in. Out. One more. And last one here. Okay, everything sounds nice and clear. Any shortness of breath or anything like that?
No.
Just listening for resonance. Okay, say 99.
99.
One more time.
99.
Okay, tactile pharyngitis is all normal. Taking a look at the skin underneath now, if I can. How long has that tattoo been?
Probably a year.
Okay, no rashes or?
Nope.
Nope, okay. All right, I'm gonna move down to the legs. Do you mind if I roll this up just a little? I'm just gonna test some of that sensory down here as well. So we won't do quite as much down here because you're not having any tingling, mm-hmm. right? So just say okay when you feel it.
Okay. 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 Okay.
That's fine, and just let me know if you feel sharp or dull.
Sharp. Dull. Dull. Sharp. Sharp. Sharp.
Okay. Left, right, or both?
Left. Both. Right.
That's all fine. And I'm just going to run this up the bottom of your foot. It's going to feel a little uncomfortable. Good. Negative by Bensky. Test your reflexes here. Try to give me all your weight. Just relax into my arm. Let your leg hang completely. Yeah, exactly. There you go. You got a little bit there. Same thing here. Just completely go loose. Just give me all the weight. Relax, relax. Yeah, you're just not very reactive. That's okay. Lift up against my hands. Resistance. This is me. Good. Lift up. Good. Feet all the way back and forwards. Any pain there?
No.
Okay. Can you lift your knee up like that? Push me away. Pull me towards you. Yeah, exactly. Very good. On this side. Push me away. Up like this. And then pull me towards you. Pull in. Yeah, there you go. That's perfect. Strength. Strength's great. Any pain in the hips?
No.
No clicking or anything like that?
Not really.
Okay. I'm going to have you just flip around. Just sort of put your arms like this. I'm going to check the spine. Okay. I'm just going to be feeling here. Nice and straight. Can you listen really quickly here? Deep breath for me. Last one. Okay. Any pain in the kidneys when I do that? No, nothing shooting, right? All right, go ahead and flip back around to your back and we'll talk about your results. All right, Claudia, so pretty much a clean bill of health, except for a couple of those issues. I am guessing you're having a combination of ocular migraines. These are gonna get triggered oftentimes when we're looking at a screen too much, when our eyes are strained. It can even happen just, you know, from reading too much or looking at something too far away. I'm gonna suggest you go into the eye doctor for a full exam to get some dilation done. Okay. Have them check the back of the eyes a little deeper than I can do here. But I think you're having ocular migraines are triggering some of that blurriness. That's a very common symptom, especially if it gets better after you close your eyes for a while and rest. As far as the tingling in the hands goes, you definitely have a little bit of carpal tunnel starting. You had that positive carpal tunnel trigger test that we did. You're probably at the computer all day or on your phone or something. It's unfortunately a reality of what we have to deal with today. But again, we'll keep an eye on that. If it gets worse, I'll send you home with some exercises to do, but if it gets worse, you may have to consider more intense therapy for it. But a brace and some exercises for now, I think, will have you feeling a little better, okay? Any other questions for me today?
No.
All right, I'll submit that stuff. Thank you for coming in for quite, you know, it's always a little intense the first one around, but as any problems come up in the future, you'll come in and we can just focus on those, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.